Chuck Chat Freestyle for Monday, August 18th, 2014. I'm going to turn on a little defog action here. It's rainy night. I just got out of karate, and now the windshield's fogging up on me. So, a little fresh air, and we'll have it back in action. I might have a panel light out just behind one of the knobs on the dashboard. Anyway, the news, of course, as you've all heard, it's in the community about P.G. Holyfield and cancer, and I am with you there. Cancer sucks. Cancer needs to go. I had a friend last spring who was diagnosed with throat cancer. Not a smoker, doesn't chew tobacco, just one of those random things, and he's got throat cancer. Now, unlike P.G., his was treatable, and he's come out of it recently as a winner, and I feel very, very bad for Patrick and his family and everybody who has to go through this. I didn't know the man. I shouldn't use him in the past tense. I don't know the man that well. He's been to Dragon Con a number of times, see him at the Parsec Awards, and nice guy, real class act. He's been very nice to me, and we've had some good conversations. I wish I got to know him better, and you know, I feel badly for all of you who are much closer and are suffering. Which leads me to my second topic, the whole ice bucket challenge thing. This is getting on my nerves, and I suspect that it's my anger about cancer coming out in another channel, because I think this whole thing is, while the intent is good, I think the execution is poor. You're all aware, on the internet, the big thing going around right now is to raise awareness for ALS and help find a cure. You challenge three people to dump a bucket of water over their head in 24 hours. Otherwise, if they don't, they donate money to ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease or motor neuron disease or whatever you want to call it. Same thing that Stephen Hawking has. Sometimes it will take you quickly. Sometimes it will take you slowly. It's not a fun thing. You're basically a mind in a rotting shell of a body. Okay? That's ALS. So, honestly, if somebody challenged me, and I'm not asking you to do this, I would sit down and write a freaking check and video that. I don't understand this whole game of, oh, look at me, I'm dumping a bucket of water on my head, and I challenge three people to do it. Good flipping for you. I just... do something more heroic and find out where you can send the money. You know, or dump a bucket of water on your head and donate the money. It just, it seems a bit gimmicky, and it's not getting anywhere. Or not getting, I understand, I spoke to somebody tonight, this is unfounded, that the ALS Society or committee or fund or whatever it is has raised more money this year than ever before. Great. Let's have fun with it, but let's also do something a little more constructive, because I don't know. Have you seen anybody actually say, no thanks, I won't dump it a bucket of ice water on my head. I'll give them $20, $50, $100, $2, something. You know, instead we're going out and buying a bag of ice, filling up a bucket of water, and dumping it over our heads. So, really, people, you know, it just... I'm not normally this cynical, but this one just got under my skin. And again, maybe it's just the cancer thing coming out in a different way. So I need some rest. This is even after I just got done with karate. I'm driving home. And normally after karate, all my stress is gone. But the more I think about this, the more it just ticks me off. So I'm not going to think about it anymore. Be positive, right? Be positive. Something positive? Got lots done at work today. Got a few milestones done at work today. Gave Lisa a big hug. Gave Donna a big hug. Watch Cosmos with Julie. Yeah, there we go. Okay, feeling better already. Till tomorrow, everybody. 101.